We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking about some of the key storylines for the Falcons, the first thing up, of course, is who's going to show. Is it going to be Vic, Julio, Grady? I mean, is everybody, Debo, going to show up? Deion Jones, I'm not really overly concerned about. I think Deion Jones is going to be fine. But the other ones, let's say that somebody doesn't show up, Hugh. Is that a big problem?
You know, as a former player, I don't think so, but it's not a good look. Because we've talked to fans on a regular on this station, 929 The Game, and on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and they've voiced their opinions about this whole training camp thing and how we basically have different sets of rules for different individuals. This one, John, the OTAs, being that they're mandatory, I don't think it's not the end of the world, but it's not a good look if somebody doesn't show. And it has to be a really good reason. And another thing to know, if they're not there, it's probably for some personal reason, but still. You want to be there. You want to be there because this is when they're doing all the game installs and things of that nature, just trying to get a jump on the season a little bit. So you want to be there.
All right, so question number one is who's going to show up and make sure everybody shows up tomorrow and as part of the event. Question number two is, and this is something you're not going to be able to glean a whole lot of, but it seems to be the second question out of the box has got to be, how do those two number one picks look? And, again, I don't know how much we could tell Hugh about how they look, those two number one picks on the offensive line.
They're going to be in draws, John. Yeah, you can't see too much from them. They ain't going to be, it ain't going to be a whole lot, man. It ain't going to be nothing where you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, they can actually play. No, you don't learn that until you put pads on and people put hands on you. And then you actually see the speed of the game. It's going to be a while because it's not going to be like it was in college. You're not going to be as dominant as you were in college. You're going to probably be humbled a little bit.
And question number three on my list is, of course, how do the injured players look? How do Keanu, most notably, because we saw Deion Jones came back fine. He played great the last three games. It was one of the reasons the Falcons were able to win their last three was that 45 came back into the middle of that defense. How do Keanu Neal and Rico Allen look? Because that's an important question to this secondary this year.
Yeah, especially Rico. You're talking about when he got hurt. We kind of all knew that when he got hurt that it was going to be a little different back there because he was the quarterback of the team. He's a guy that he's on the field. He's coaching on the field and lining guys up. And you knew that when he got hurt, it was going to be tough for them to get adjusted to some of the things that they were looking at.
And question number four I have is about the other rookies and the second-year guys. And how do the rookies look and how do the second-year guys look in terms of Isaiah Oliver, of Deidre Sanot? Are they ready to step into these full-time starting roles that the Falcons have? And, of course, we want to see guys like Allison and Kaminsky and those kind of guys. One of the areas that we didn't touch on necessarily that we're going to have to look at is special teams because, Ben Cutweek is going to have a tough job trying to find a return guy. It's one of the things the Falcons have really struggled with over the last, ever since Dan Quinn showed up, and it's not his fault. I mean, they've tried everybody, including some of the best to ever play the game, to be a return guy. They just have never been able to find a guy that can get the field position. Field position has been an issue for the Falcons for a long time. They've been one of the worst in the NFL in field position.
Yeah, and when you think about it, the year that the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, that was one of the things that it wasn't great, but with the offense being as dynamic as it was, it helped. It helped. But this offense was so prolific that they could go the length of the field wherever you put them at. Mm-hmm. But now, when you talk about keys to the game and different field position and everything, that's a tremendous help if you can get that going.
Yeah, there's no question that throughout, and less in mini camp and less in training camp and more into the preseason games, because that's one of the good things about having five preseason games this year is you can get a long look at some of these guys that are auditioning for certain positions. And one of the positions, maybe the most auditioned position, will be returner. I mean, you're going to have a lot of guys back there that could possibly return. So a lot of different guys that could possibly return for this team in terms of, will it be a Kenyon Barner? Will it be somebody else, one of the new guys, Sheffield, or could be somebody that was already on the team like Hardy. But we've seen Justin Hardy. So, and I'm not saying Justin can't step his game up. I'm saying that, it's going to be interesting to see who finally wins that spot.
Field position is going to be the key, John Freaky. That's the bottom line. This is something that, when you look at last year's team, was not helping It was not helping us out at all. So, yeah, that's going to be something that you – if you get a leg up on field position, that would be great. Captain Obvious over here.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.